gearing up for Dometic. Dometic Patrol, an icebox with a sense of adventure. Everything you need for adventures, big or small. Mobile living made easy. Dometic.
It's time for gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic. Director of Geelong Marine World, Jake Broadhead, joins us this morning. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, Pat and guys. Thank you for having us on board.
Now, Geelong Marine World, it is our hometown. Tell us about your business, how long it's been in existence for, and I suppose over the last sort of few years, what COVID has provided us with, or those in the Geelong region, a huge influx of new people wanting to live in the area and quite clearly wanting to get into boating.
Yeah, no, we've definitely seen in the past 2 years, for example, with COVID, obviously it's hit everyone in different ways. But in the marine industry, it's been good for the industry with everyone not being able to travel overseas and be able to play in their own backyard, so side of things. It's been really good. Geelong Marine World, we established in 2015. We saw there was a bit of a hole in the market in Geelong area, and it's really taken off since.
Amongst other boats, one of the boats that you stock are Signature Boats, a beautiful Australian-produced boat. Can you talk us through a few of the models that you fancy? Not necessarily the most or the best-selling models, but what's one that you look at and go, well, this is just so well put together, it's one of your favourites within the stable?
Yeah, look, I think within the range, obviously they've got little console boats and big consoles and then hard tops and everything, but the model that suits my sort of lifestyle is the 620 BRX, which is a bow rider model. Bit of a good sort of crossover river, lake and sort of bay boat, with being able to have all your nice sound system side of things and still be able to have eight people on board and have a bit of a day out in the water.
Have you noticed over the last few years there seems to be a greater trend towards hardtop configuration? Because we see just so many of them now. Does that sort of reflect in the sales that you're seeing within your yard?
Yeah, no, look, it definitely is. Like the signature boats, so we start at 6.4 metres with our hardtops up to 6.8. And, for example, we've only probably got a couple of left for the rest of the year, which normally at this time of the year we're coming into ordering and everything, but the orders are really pushing out there because people are taking advantage and wanting to get out there and enjoy our own backyard.
Are you seeing the purchases of boats as a dealership, I guess, well, people purchasing bigger boats, that's the question. You're not getting those so much 5-6 metres, are people going bigger or are you still selling the smaller boats as well?
Look, we sell a lot of boats, a lot of people that are new to boating, so they'll sort of have an entry-level boat. Maybe it's a little tinny up to 4.5 metres that sort of are looking to then jump into 5.5 to 6.8. So we have a lot of clients and that are two or three boats in with us already, and we've been open for 6 years, so... the progression to bigger boats and especially hard tops, we don't have weather that's like Queensland all the time, so it's nice to be able to stay in there nice and dry and not have to worry about clears, et cetera, as well.
It's one of the boats that fascinates me is the 788 SF Signature. It's an incredible boat.
Yeah, the flagship boat.
It's an amazing looking boat. It's almost a scaled down version of what we see so often in the US, triple and quadruple outboard configuration, 40-foot center consoles. Is it difficult though with the Victorian climate being just that little bit cooler? It seems like such a wonderful boat, but not necessarily, purpose-built for those cooler southern climates.
Yeah, look, it's a very diverse boat. Like, you've got, obviously, your fully offshore side of fishing, but then you've also got your leisure side of things as well with that boat too. So it's a really good day boat, and we are seeing the little sister boats, the 543s, and now the new 640 SF that's just been released last year. We've had huge uptake in those, and we've got a 788 local boat, and they've done, I think, 200 hours in about 12 months, so and that's with COVID.
Now, you mentioned the summer, and I won't lie, I've been into Jake a little bit about this one, but it is a very, very good-looking boat. The Ital boats that you've now come before. You mentioned no summer. We don't have summer all the time, Jake, but this thing is an absolute weapon. I'm not sure, are you selling them as we speak, or are you just about to?
Look, we took the Victorian distributorship about a month ago, and we've only got a couple of little 340s here at the moment, but we've already got a couple on the board, and we've sold our first 28 GT, and we've got our demo boat, which will be our own flagship boat, which is a 32-foot rigid inflatable boat with twin 325 Suzuki engines going on the back of it, which will be here in the next sort of 2 to 3 weeks.
Now, Jake, these boats have been, you know, the company's been in existence for a long period of time. When you look at something like this and go, all right, we're going to decide to stock this in Geelong, which isn't, let's be honest, always known for it, the beautiful weather that, you know, some of our northern states get, yet this is very much a performance boat. It is an open boat, but these are starting to get to really, you know, maxi trailable, and in the 28-foot, the 30-foot GT, well in excess of trailable boats. You know, what's the decision making as for you as a business to go, yep, we're gonna get into this market because we think the Australian consumers are gonna head this way eventually?
Yeah, look, it was a very long decision, not just on Ital boats. We were looking at other brands as well over the past sort of 12 to 24 months. It's a day boat, and yes, weather's not on our side all the time, but they're an extremely good riding boat and a very dry boat as well. So you don't cop the sprays of traditional boats, etc., even on windier days. So they do deflect the water and you're able to sort of enjoy the boat.
Not only that, diving and spearfishing
in
Victoria has
going off. Insane.
Yeah, and these are the ultimate boat for it. Like, in all honesty, they are. Not only that too, Jake, you've got a massive range of, I guess, which you would have been part of your meeting, I'm tipping, is tourism with dolphins and seals and whatnot. They're the ultimate boat for it. There's probably not a better boat. So, yeah, it'd be very exciting to see how you go with that one, because it looks like an absolute weapon. And how fast do they go with those engines? They'd have to go 120K.
Yeah, look, the speed is probably definitely on its side, especially with the twin 325 Suzuki's on the back. But look, once it gets down there, we'll have to get you guys down on board and go out and have a bit of a run in it.
We wouldn't say no to that. Now, Jake, we often talk about big boats on this show because we both own larger craft, are passionate about it. But for many, boating starts at your 13, 14-foot rig setups. And a big boat for some, you know, starts at your 15-foot, your 4.5-metre. You stock Stacer boats. My first ever boat was a Stacer 414, 35-horsepower Johnson, I think, on memory. They're still such an economical family boat that you can fit in a garage. And for those fishing Western Port or fishing Corio Bay, Port Phillip, really comfortable for fishing those waterways.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. Look, one of our most popular Stacer models is the 429 going up to the 481 Seamaster. The 429 fits in any sort of smaller garage. But no, they're a really, really popular boat and people love them.
Has the change in outboards that we've seen over the last few years, we've obviously seen the transition from two-stroke to four-stroke, does the planning that you'll put in place as an organisation, as Geelong Marine World, for electrification, how early do you start to think through that? Because we've seen it with the automotive industry. Is it something that you think will come to the marine industry quicker than what we currently believe? Because so often we hear the conversation around, well, the weight distribution in boats, how that sits. We don't see a huge amount of investment in it compared to the automotive industry. How front of mind is that for you? Because we're seeing so much conversation around the electrification of utes. It seems like the marine industry isn't far behind or shouldn't be far behind. Do you think it will be?
Look, it's a great question, and I think it's probably knocking on our doorstep already. I know there's a lot of companies up on the Yarra that are got the electric motors and they've got amazing amount of torque, and I think it's not too far away.
Before we let you go, Jake, where can we find you? Give us the address of the big orange building.
Yeah, so 401 to 409, Port Arlington Road, Moolap, open 6 days a week.
Beautiful.
Throw us your number, give us a call.
5248 1752.
Beautiful work, Jake Broadhead from Geelong Marine World, Signature, Staser, Atal Boats, just to name a few. Jake, thanks for your time on Real Adventures this morning.
Not a problem at all. Thanks, guys.
That was Gearing Up for Dometic. Mobile living made easy.